KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Hey, it's mostly cloudy and 59 degrees here at Atlantic. We look for showers and isolated thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and windy, a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Voters in Atlantic on Tuesday soundly defeated a bond measure to pay for renovations to the second and third floors of City Hall, but that doesn't mean interest in the project died with a bond issue. Councilperson Kathy Summers, during Wednesday night's City Council meeting, thanked the council for allowing the second floor issue to come before the voters in a referendum. She then asked what the next step would be in efforts to make the project a reality.
Can a group of citizens go after maybe National Registry and then grants and things like that? Is that an option? If people are passionate enough to want to do that and then bring proposals to the council?
Mm-hmm. The city has already issued $100,000 in bonds for an elevator that would have made the second floor handicapped accessible. But since the project is not going to happen, discussion turned to how that money would be used. City Administrator John Lund said there are a couple of options available.
I spoke with John Danos and Mike Maloney, the guy that handles our bond issues, and there's a couple of different options that we have. The investors into our bonds, really, all they care about was the risk and our credit rating, and that we repay money back plus the interest. It's the state that's more interested in making sure there's not shenanigans going on with the money. So we could commit it to other things. It's just the number of steps that we'd have to go through, but nothing too elaborate.
An official with the Nishna Valley Trails Incorporated group in Atlantic said Wednesday that with the 162-foot pedestrian bridge in place and virtually all the concrete laid for the Troublesome Creek Connector Trail, the project should be completed within the next couple of weeks. Dave Chase is president of the nonprofit group, and he says fundraising efforts continue to top off the remainder of the money needed to pay for the trail. According to Chase, the group's original announced goal was $550,000, and thanks to a favorable construction bid from Atlantic contractor A.M. Coron & Son, the cost of the project was significantly lowered. Chase said also based on this and the status of the funds we had raised at the time, we decided to pull the trigger on proceeding with the project to be completed this fall. We felt good about the pending grant applications we had in. Another reason, he said, was that some of our previously awarded grant money needed to be used by certain deadlines rapidly approaching. Well, according to Chase, two grant applications, one to Wells Fargo Foundation and one to Wellmark Foundation, totaling $125,000, would have provided the rest of the needed money. But he recently learned from both foundations that neither application would be funded. He said that new ideas to raise the additional $125,000 have been studied and are being pursued, as well as contacting previous donors to consider further support and or pledges. Chase mentioned that he's been approached about a donor recognition in connection with the new bridge. The individual, he said, asked how much it would take to get his name on the bridge, about $20,000, and I could talk to some of the friends to do the same. Chase brought the proposal up at the last Nishna Valley Trails meeting, and it was unanimously approved, with one clarification being that any donation of $20,000 or more by an organization or individual would be memorialized on a permanent donor plaque to be affixed to the bridge. Chase said this would be for any new or previous donations totaling that amount. He went on to say that year-end tax planning gifts were also being encouraged. Those gifts are fully tax-deductible to an organization like Nishna Valley Trails. If you'd like more information about the donor recognition or any other financial support for the project, you can call Dave Chase at 712-249-3059. The bottom line, according to Chase, is that we will raise the money. It's just a matter of where it comes from. In the funeral announcements, Gyle Ty, age 93, of Glenwood and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday. A celebration of life funeral service for Gyle Ty will be today at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Rainer Hemmingson, age 80, of Atlantic, died October 28th. Memorial services for Rainer Hemmingson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Jerry Richards, age 61, of Creston, has died. A celebration of life memorial service for Jerry Richards will be today at 1:30 at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Karen Runyon, age 73, of Clarinda, died Monday. Funeral services for Karen Runyon will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda. Clarence Chamberlain, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A funeral mass for Clarence Chamberlain will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bill Matheny, age 86, of Anita, died October 30th. Memorial services for Bill Matheny will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Adeline Cadell, age 98, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Adeline Cadell will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elmer Sheeter, age 96, of Greenfield, died October 30th. Memorial services for Elmer Sheeter will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stuart, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. And Billy Neighbors, age 80, of Oneida, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Private family services will be held for Billy Neighbors at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.